Hi, Bob Ream here with a moment for purity. A key verse in this struggle is James 5:16. It says, "Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effect." I had been stuck in the pit of pornography for several months, and I had gone to a meeting of pastors. I'd felt led by the Lord that I needed to confess my sin to these brothers. At the end of the meeting, one of the fellows stood up and said, "Does anyone have anything else to say?" And the Holy Spirit said, "Now, you need to speak now." I raised my hand and I said, "Listen, I've been stuck. I'm in the pit of pornography and I can't get out. I'm just stuck. Would you pray for me?" Immediately there was silence in the room, and I felt 100 stares at me like I was a leper and had been uncovered in the midst of this group of pure, ultra-pure men. And an old saint stood up and said, "All right, you've heard Ream's confession. Who else in here has been looking at porn?" Again, there was even more silence. And like the woman who'd been caught in adultery, I just kind of peeked up and was hoping that at least there'd be one other person. The old saint, he didn't let up. He says, "All right, you sinners, I know you're out there. Who else has the courage to admit your sin?" And one by one, different men, different pastors held up their hands and admitted that they too had been stuck in pornography. They put us in the middle of the room and they prayed for us, and I can tell you there was healing. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. If you'd like more information, go to Amazon.com and buy the book, The War Within, Gaining Victory in the Battle for Sexual Purity by Bob Ream.